Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. It is The Odd Couple. Hour number two, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
All right. Hour number two of a three-hour show. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. All right, Rob, we got JP Morosi, MLB Network analyst, so he can break down what's going on in Major League Baseball so far, Rob, at this early stage. So that'll be fun. It's always good to have
John Morosi.
Yes, JP John Morosi on The Odd Couple. All right, Rob, we kind of got a theme going here tonight on the eve of the NBA play-in, which Eddie House said, Rob, he loves it. He thinks it's added a lot of excitement to the league. I got to be honest, I love it too. I'm guessing you don't.
No. I don't know why you played the 82 games to let teams that haven't played well all year get in the playoffs. So I'm out on the play-in.
And Warriors have played well.
No, they not well enough. They couldn't make the top eight teams. That's not well enough. I mean,
they probably both have home court advantage in the West or in the East.
Yeah, but they're not in the East. I mean, we could say that every year you could pick teams and be like, well, if they're in the other conference.
The ninth and tenth seed don't play. I mean, they're playing good basketball.
Both. No, but they haven't played well enough to where the Western Conference is this year, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but the separation's like a game.
Yeah, but that's
games.
What you play for. That's
I get
what
it.
That's,
I get
that's
it. What, but
that's it was done like that all the time. There were teams that you would say, oh, if you take them and put them in the East, they make the playoffs or whatever. Well, but they're not in the East.
Yeah,
and you got to keep up with the Joneses.
So much better.
Yeah, and your conference, and 45 wins is fine, but it's. What's their final record going to be? 45 and
probably
what?
46, 47 wins, you know, and whatever the 82 minus.
Yeah, I'm bad at
math. That is, yeah.
That's why I went into journalism.
So, yeah, interestingly, let's see, Michael Jordan, where were they? The Wizards were 37 and 45 his last year. I'm trying to see, had there been a play-in, where would they have ranked? They would have been in the play-in.
There you
They'd
go.
Have been the
Very
ninth
nice.
Seed. They would have played the Knicks, it looks like, in the play-in in the ninth, tenth game. But I love it. I do think it's added excitement. I also think, Rob, it has given us a dose of a little bit of March Madness for the NBA. You know, Eddie said it, and I think he's right. Like, this, that one-and-done scenario, it's thrilling. And, you know, ninth and tenth seed, you can't, you know, it's not like they would. Now, the eighth seed could complain if they want, right? Because they might get bounced and miss the playoffs entirely, and they could say, hey, we played 82 games to be in the top eight, and we got there, and now
we're out.
I don't know that they will complain, but I'm just saying they could. But for the ninth and tenth seeds, hey, it's a shot to get in the playoffs, and obviously seventh seed could fall out as well. But this year is interesting, Rob, not just because of the thrill of, you know, watching the race, but three legends – absolute legends. One of those three is likely to miss the playoffs entirely. Almost certainly going to miss the playoffs entirely. And I'm talking about LeBron James with the Lakers, Steph Curry with the Warriors, or Kevin Durant with the Suns. Now, I would like to see all three of them advance, you know, for the excitement of it, but it's not going to happen. And I want to ask you, and again, later our audience, Rob, if one of those three superstars has to miss the postseason this year, which one would you rather it be? And it's not even like you don't like this guy or whatever, but just, you know, I could ask it is, which two would you rather advance? But either way you look at it, you're picking one that you know, rather not see in the playoffs of the three.
Can I say all three? No, let me stop. Okay.
I mean, you go ahead. It's a conversation. Do you feel that way? You ready for the new batch to take over?
Yeah, you know, after a while, I'm getting closer to that where we could talk about some new people. And the only way we'll ever talk about new people, Chris, is when they're not around.
That's a good point.
That's just how it is. And, you know, like we talked about Tom Brady ad nauseum, you know, because he was still playing and you had to talk about
him. We're still talking about Tom Brady.
Though. Yeah, but I'm just saying, but at that point, thanks to Tom Brady, but at some point, you know, you're ready to move on and start talking about other people. So anyway, if I really had to pick one guy to miss the playoffs entirely, I'm going to say LeBron and the Lakers.
Wow. Yes. All right. Why?
Because I think I'll get a little sentimental with Steph and the Warriors as the last hurrah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm
you
showing
won't have
my
Steph
softer
to pick
side.
On, pick on anymore.
Okay. and then, yeah, he won't be one of my targets, I guess. And then KD, I just think they have too much talent. I would like to see them make a real run, Chris, with their big three and what they could do in the West if they were healthy and those three guys were playing. So I'm intrigued more about KD and the Suns. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that's a legitimate answer.
That's the reason.
Yep. No doubt. I'm going to say if one of the three has to sit and watch, I'd rather it be KD.
Okay.
Because, and I don't think either of the three are winning the West. The team I have the least amount of confidence in, the team I am most frustrated with, are the Phoenix Suns. I think that they're underachievers. I don't think they're, as a team, mentally tough. I mean, Rob, I get it. This is the three-point shooting age. With those three players, how in the world do you ever find yourself down 35-4? With those three, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. Especially when you're fighting for your playoff lives. I mean, come on. And so, to me, that was emblematic of a team that's just somewhat rudderless for all their talent. And you're right, they do have a lot of great talent, obviously. but I don't expect a thing from them. So I would go, like, the Lakers, I think, could make a run. I don't think they can beat Denver, but I think they got a shot against anybody else. I think they could make a run. And Anthony Davis, and we've been saying this for years, Rob, but it would be nice if he would just take the reins once and for all. He has been probably their best player this year. It's arguable. He's certainly been a phenomenal defender, and he's in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. But it would be nice if he took the reins once and for all, and this is my team. And it'd be interesting to see what they could do with LeBron still as their leader. Golden State, I see him playing very good basketball. Again, I think they are dangerous if they get to the final eight playoff teams. I think they could be dangerous. And their style is fun with all the three-point shooting, the driving with Steph. And, you know, there's a fun team to watch. It's a fun brand of basketball. So I would like to see them in it as well. I hope Phoenix makes it. I was as excited, Rob, as anyone when they got Kevin Durant. And I thought they had a chance to win a championship. But as it stands right now, just watching them this season, they're up and down. They're inconsistent. You don't know what you're getting. So I would say KD would be the one that I'd rather not be in the playoffs of the three. I want KD in it, but I'm just saying.
No,
if
I get it.
One of them has to go, yeah, it'd be him.
It's funny because I just see it the other way. Like you just said it. They're so frustrating. But if you get in the playoffs, Chris – all you got to do is play well for, you know what I mean, for a stretch. And could it click in and then all of a sudden, because when KD first went there, you know, with Devin Booker, people were all like, oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, no doubt.
The Suns, look at the Suns. People were ready to crown them. Huh?
I thought that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I think they, in hindsight, Rob, they would have been better off, and I know he's not what he used to be, but better off keeping Chris Paul.
Interesting.
Because one of their problems, they're bad in the fourth quarter. And I think one of the reasons is because they don't have a true point guard. They got guys that can handle the ball, KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. They can all handle the ball. And when they draw attention, they can kick it out and get assists. They can get six assists tonight. But that is not being a point guard. And they don't have a guy that can direct traffic, that can control tempo, that can get the ball to the right guy in the right place, that can, you know, make sure everybody stays involved. They don't have it. And it's not blaming those guys. They're not point guards. Chris Paul, even in his diminished state, Rob, I think would be huge for them. And I think they would be better off if they still had him. We'll see, but let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. One of them is likely to miss the playoffs. It's sad but true. So if you have to send one home, which one is it going to be? LeBron, Steph, or KD? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you...
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and a Funky Flashback Friday. We've got John Paul Morosi coming up, but for time being, it's your time to shine. 877-99 on Fox. If a legend, KD, Steph, LeBron, has to miss the postseason playoffs, which one would you rather it be? Your thoughts now.
All right, let's kick it off with Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Timmy? Tim.
What's up, Rob? What's up, Newt?
What up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rob, you know, I was at that game Monday celebrating Hank Aaron's anniversary.
Were you there?
Yeah.
It was awesome, man. I love what they did for Hank. How they had 715 Chris in the grass in center field.
You know,
cut out. It was really great. Yeah. It was a lot of people out there. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm a big baseball fan. I went to high school, played baseball with Tommy Green. You remember he was a pitcher for the Braves?
Yeah.
And Otis Nixon was a member of my dad's church. So, yeah.
Wow.
Otis I've been Nixon. A Braves fan. Yeah, Otis Nixon. Yeah, but what we
Otis Nixon was a really good player, Chris. You remember him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Center fielder.
Yeah. He was married. Wasn't he married to Sugar Ray Leonard's?
Yeah, he married. Yeah, sure he did. Yeah. So, I'm a big baseball fan. Been a baseball fan since I came out the womb. But,
okay.
Anyway,
I love that.
So, let's look at the facts. The reason why we're interested in the play-in at all is because we have LeBron James and Steph Curry and possibly KD. No one's talking about the playing game from the East. So, and then it's a sad.
That's possibly right, because you're right. No,
it's,
nobody it's
definitely. Because if they didn't have anybody, you're 100% right. Nobody.
Yeah.
And it'll reflect in the ratings. Like, they won't be great in the East, Tim. They won't.
Exactly. They won't.
It's part two because the East is so bad, especially at the bottom of it, obviously.
And it's a sad state to see that the faces of the league are in the play-in game.
Yeah,
right. Right, right.
You know?
But that shows you how that even though they're putting up numbers, they're still not quite the same players they used to be.
Exactly. No doubt. So let's give these young kids some shine, you know. Let's move on. I'm with Rob.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend, man.
You too. Right. Thanks, Tim. Yep. How about Shaq in Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Shaq? Shaq
there going once.
There hey,
going
you hear me?
Two times. Yep.
We got you. Is this Shaq in Richmond?
Yeah, this is me, man. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Still kind of grieving. I lost my grandma in February. So
sorry to hear that.
Definitely sorry.
Love and prayers to your family and you, man. That's tough.
Appreciate it. But I got two scenarios. So I think what's going to likely going to happen, I think the Lakers are going to miss it, but I would rather the Suns miss it, man. They don't have any synergy at all. I thought the roster construction with just putting three dynamite scores with no facilitator was an awful idea. They don't have any depth.
Yep.
And it's just like, you know, they just play pickup ball, like, every time I watch them. And every now and then, like, a Grayson Allen or somebody bail them out and give them a boost. But they don't really have, like, a lot of balance. And I would rather not see them in it if it was up to me.
Well, that's a good point. Good call. I think what we're seeing, too, this season, Boston, obviously a contender, been together a while. I know they made some changes, but the core of the team has been together. Denver, been together. You know, Minnesota, to some degree, been together. You know, I mean, the days of just throwing together a bunch of talent and seeing if it's going to work, I mean, this season at least, is not working. And so, Rob, Denver, they got one all-star. I mean, I know Jamal Murray's an all-star caliber player. But that's not a super team. But look how they
flip. No, I love the way they're constructed, Chris.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
And I know you get tired of hearing about the 2004 Pistons, but that was another team. It just was.
Yeah, I do.
Am I right?
But I think back in that day, for the most part, there were teams. Right? Now, the Lakers that year weren't, right?
No, Lakers were juggernauts. They didn't win.
Karl Malone. Right.
They have four Hall of Famers, potential Hall of Famers.
They were Hall of Famers, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
All on the same squad. And that Pistons team wound up winning. Let's go to MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple.
The pom-poms out.
Oh, be quiet. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
What's going on, Professor Rob and Chris?
What up, man?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
We great.
I would truly love to see LeBron Ramon James get bounced again in this rigged play-in tournament for the biggest sports media fanboys, Shay Shay and Nicholas Wrong. Mainly to see Nick have another conniption, seeing that how he almost took his mic and chair, he knew he was going to cry when he got to his car, along with his 2012 Raw stats, data, and analyst for LeBron James.
Wow. Okay. So you want LeBron out?
You want the king, as they call him. I told you I only recognize one king in the United States. Who's that, Chris?
Martin Luther King?
No, Burger King. That's the only one for me.
You said it. I was like, well, I don't know who that king is.
Right. You're like, what king are you talking about?
Democracy.
And we're not talking about the king movement. I'm talking about Burger King. All right. How about Mitch in New Jersey? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mitch?
How you doing, Rob? Chris, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's healthy. I would like to see my Clippers go all the way. I mean, and I cannot believe it. They're not old, but I cannot believe all these injuries. I'm hoping not to see Golden State. I mean, I love Curry.
That's the team of the three you'd rather not see make the playoffs.
I don't want to see them. I'm tired of Draymond Green. I'm tired of that guy. I think he should have got a long suspension. He must have been crying poverty that he wanted to be suspended for too long, and they bought.
That's an understandable take. Absolutely right. I mean, Draymond, his behavior is just ridiculous.
You know what the headline of the story would be, Chris? Enough already.
Right. It's ridiculous. So that's fair.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. What's that?
Can you say something?
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
Do you think all the owners have been told by LeBron not to draft his son until the Lakers get there in the second round? You think there's any validity to that?
I didn't get everything he said.
I didn't hear that.
What was that again?
Did all the owners tell the other owners not to draft Bronny? Because in the second round, I saw a mock draft where they would take Bronny, I think, around 52.
Honestly, would a team draft Bronny to get LeBron? Maybe. But let's just keep it. I mean, nobody's knocking down their doors.
Nobody's clamoring to make that move, Chris. Right. I agree.
Right. Teams aren't. It's not if like, he was man, good, we really Chris, want him, but we got to
pass. If he was good, if he was really good, they'd be like, I don't care about LeBron. I'm going for talent. I don't care. And if they want to trade for him or make me a deal or offer me something, then I'll give him up. But if he was on the board and talented and that was my pick, I would pick Bronny.
Yeah. No, I agree with you totally. And the league teams would do that too. I mean, Clutch maybe would try to have something to say about it, and they do have some power to Rich Paul, the agent. But if he was really great and people thought he could really come in and help
him.
Oh, yeah. No, they're drafting. Or they're talking with Clutch before this situation. Well, what you going to do for us? Or you know what I mean? Something like that.
Right. What do we get out of this? We won't take them, but we need to get something.
Right. So, no. All right. We got John Paul Morosi around the corner. But first, Monsi Bolaños back with the update. Monsi?
I am back, fellas. And I totally agree with you and the caller. The Suns have been kind of disappointing in the second half of the season. I mean, be nice, but annoying and disappointing. Bree, who is one of our editors, she's a Suns fan, and she like wants to shoot her foot off because of how annoying they are. So I think I would pick that the Suns don't make. They've been so disappointing this season, especially in the later half of the season. Anyway, let's check in on the NBA. The 76ers are beating the Magic at halftime 68-61. Joel Embiid, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. But he did leave before halftime. Something happened to his leg. I couldn't really see anything, but he definitely left before halftime and walked to the locker room after an apparent. They haven't said that. They have not said that he's out for the rest of the game, but it looked like a leg injury. But he did walk off, and he just didn't finish like the last maybe 90 seconds of the first half. And he's having a great game. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Sixers on top of the Magic. They just got going in the third quarter. The Wizards back on top of the Bulls, 70-65 at halftime. The Celtics beating the Hornets 69-43. The Knicks are losing to the Nets at home 53-39 late in the second quarter. And the Lakers have a slight lead over the Grizzlies, who had 13 players unable to play on the roster today. All season, the Grizzlies have dealt with that. Today, 13 players not playing. Lakers on top.
How are they playing?
Literally, haven't. Dude, there was one game.
The G League.
They get a bunch of G Leaguers that are on like those smaller contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the Lakers are up 28-26. They're about to end the first quarter. Karl Anthony Towns back for the Timberwolves, and right now they're beating the Hawks 21-20 late in the first quarter as well. OKC on top of the Bucks 26-23. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Timberwolves and OKC are currently tied for second place in the Western Conference. And again, Karl Anthony Towns back for Minnesota. Did you guys see that the Sixers unveiled an Allen Iverson crossover statue outside of their practice facility?
No.
Okay, you need to look at it, guys, because the internet is having a field day because it's really small. It's okay. The Sixers.
Iverson?
Allen Iverson, but it's tiny. It is tiny, tiny, tiny.
It's kind of like a bobblehead.
It's kind of
it is small, a
miniature
all
version.
All of those, it's on Legends Walk in Philly, and all of them are smaller. None of them are as big as like the ones outside of the
Correct.
Crypt.
But AI's
but this one is a little smaller.
Even smaller than the other ones.
But why is it that it's at the practice facility and not at
but
the
arena? But that's where their Legends Walk is.
Correct.
Dr. J, Charles Barkley.
Yes, they have like a whole line.
I'm trying to figure out why he's there.
Yes. Okay.
But his is smaller. I mean, he's kind of like his position is he's bending down, driving to the hole, so that's a little bit, but it's still small.
Yeah, like the statue looks cool. I do like the detail of it, but it looks way smaller than the others. Rob, I'll send you a video in a second.
Yes.
Look out for yourself.
And me too, because I want to see it compared to the other
one. Oh, yes, there's a video
and Monty,
now.
Monty, are we sure? Did they spell his name right? Not the
Kobe one?
Not the Kobe one, Chris, with all
how
the misspellings.
Right? No. How do you do that? You have one job.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Ridiculous is what it is. Second round at the Masters is officially done for the day. A three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, all six under par. This officially means that Tiger Woods, who ended one over, he makes the cut, becomes the first golfer in history to make 24 consecutive cuts at the Masters. Now in Major League Baseball, Elly De La Cruz with the three-run homer for the Reds. They're shutting out the White Sox. It's 6-0, bottom of the third. Rangers and Astros tied at one apiece, top of the second. The Mets are beating the Royals 3-1 at home, bottom of the fifth. The Braves have added another run. They're beating the Marlins in Miami 2-0, bottom of the sixth. And the Angels are blanking the Red Sox 5-0, top of the sixth. An update on Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Misuhara. He turned himself in, was in court today. He did not enter a plea deal, was released on $25,000 bond. His arraignment hearing is scheduled for May 9th. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Monty.
Yeah.
All right. And Monty, get her in on the shop talk. We got an interesting
shop talk.
Okay.
I want you to be in on it.
I'm in.
Make sure you check it out.
All right.
All right. Our next guest does a fantastic job covering Major League Baseball. We love having him on the show. Our man, John Morosi. What's up, man?
John,
how are you?
What's up?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Chris and Rob, what is the good word, my friends? I always love talking baseball with both of you, and thank you so much for the invitation to be on the show tonight.
Man,
Appreciate it. Great to have you.
So much to get into. Let's start with Ohtani.
Yes.
Look, obviously it's a terrible situation, but I will say this as a guy that is a fan of Ohtani's, and, you know, just imagine the scandal if he were guilty. I'm glad he was not involved in gambling on games. Is there a sense of relief around Major League Baseball? As bad as this situation is there a sense of relief that he really wasn't involved on that level?
Chris, I do think that's fair to say. And certainly the MLB investigation is not closed yet. They're going to allow the court proceedings to continue as they are. But I do think it's clear that based on everything that's been coming out from the authorities, the attorney in the case basically indicating in very, very clear terms that Ohtani was the victim here. He was the victim. And when that is the case, I think we can all see what was in the affidavit and Ipe Mizuhara appearing in court and understanding the severity of the charges. We knew at the outset, once the federal government was involved in the investigation, that whatever happened would be discovered, would be found out with
yep.
very firm, concrete information, text messages, bank records, the recording of the video call, of the phone calls. It's all there, and it is all indisputable based on the tangible nature of those records and what was said. So I think that what happened, we have certainly a much clearer picture of it now than we did a couple weeks ago, and it certainly, in a lot of ways, has at the very least exonerated Ohtani and really shown that he is the victim in this case. So you're right. It's still a situation that is not entirely going away in terms of being a news story, but the baseball end of it, Chris, I think the question about Ohtani's image and reputation, I think all of right. that has been answered in the favorable for Ohtani, the Dodgers, and indeed all of Major League Baseball.
Hey John, let's go here. I was at the Yankees-Astros opener. The Yankees swept 4 games from the Astros, and I want you to tell me about these two teams. Yankees off to a 10-3 start, a lot of swagger. They look like a different team with Juan Soto and a part of that lineup. But then I want you to tell me about them. And then the Astros, who yeah. just haven't struggled against the Yankees. They're 4-10 and in last place in the American League West. So just tell me about those two teams. Why are the Yankees clicking, and what's wrong with the Astros?
Sure, Rob. I think that with the Yankees, it's interesting. I love how you describe them as a totally new team. And why that's a beautiful description is it's a new team that looks like they're back to being their old selves.
Yes.
Like the Yankees that we've known for a long time. It's back to the future, which is what it should be for the New York Yankees and their fans. And Juan Soto has done a lot to change this team. And we forget as well last year how much time Judge missed and yep. just how much they lacked a legitimate left-handed power threat. Rizzo missed a lot of time last year. Volpe has taken a big step too, and that's really important. And their rotation, honestly, Rob, has exceeded my own expectations of where they would be without Gerrit Cole. They're where they're at right now without the best pitcher in the world, you could say, in Gerrit Cole. So a very, very strong start. I think you got to give credit to Aaron Boone for keeping this team focused when there's a lot of pressure there, a lot of noise as there always is in New York. But I think Soto has just shown that he was born to wear the pinstripes, and maybe for the long term. Of course, we'll see what Steve Cohen across town has to say about that, but you can definitely tell that Soto was made to play on the big stage in New York, and it's been a lot of fun to watch him play. I think for the Astros, Rob, I think you're spot on. This is not just one bad series. There are some concerning trend lines right there. Verlander's getting closer to coming back.
Right.
McCullers is not back yet. Urquidy has missed time. Framber Valdez has now missed time. This is a very concerning situation within the larger context of, as we talk about injuries to pitchers in baseball right now, the Astros are a staff that, when you think about it, Rob and Chris, how many high leverage, high pressure innings they have thrown as a team going back now since 2017. And that is
right.
a very, very difficult way to then have to keep answering the bell, short off seasons. A lot of the same pitchers have been part of that organization for a long time. And I do think the bill may be coming due. And Rob, it's going to be interesting to me if this continues and you get into June, July,
would they actually consider trading some of their guys who are a year or two away from free agency, like an Alex Bregman, who's a free agent after this year, like a Kyle Tucker, who's a free agent after the 2025. Those are the tough questions. We're not there yet at all, but I think that we need to put a pin in this discussion and keep revisiting it at regular intervals, because that has a chance to be a really big story in baseball this year.
John, we got about a minute for your answer before you go. The Royals, I mean, they get to two World Series about a decade ago, win one, and then fall off the map. They're, I know it's early, but they're off to a nice start. They're 9-4, haven't made the playoffs in like 8 years. Are they legit? Do you expect this to continue and them to be in the hunt for the playoffs, you know, later in the season? Or you think this is just kind of, you know, they're starting hot, but they'll come back to earth?
I think they're going to stay in this race. Certainly, you look at the American League Central, and all three of us know that division well, and it's a division where, candidly, you don't have to usually win 100 games to win the division. Right. So I'm bullish on the Tigers this year, too. I think the Twins are coming back down to earth a little bit. So there's a space there for a team to really take over, and their pitching has really impressed. Cole Reagans, ever since he came over last year, has been one of the better pitchers in the American League. And, guys, I love Bobby Witt Jr.
He is amazing. Right, my now, God, he is amazing.
Power and speed, Rob and Chris. If you asked me right now, I'd put him in the top 10 players in Major League Baseball comfortably. He's that good.
And John, that's why Kansas City opened up the vaults and paid this kid without hesitation.
They did. And Melendez has been good. Pasquantino's been good. It's like back to the future, guys. We got a great Royals-Tigers race potentially in the American League Central this year.
All right.
Great stuff, John. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, buddy. You know that.
Always love the conversation, guys. I look forward to catching up again real soon. Thank you so much.
Yep. Later. All right. More Shop Talk coming your way next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And it's time, y'all, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
As you all know, in this beautiful world we call the United States of America and also the regions we like to go and venture into, we like to take a moment and step outside the world of sports to talk about worldly things as we are worldly gentlemen. As Chris Broussard is out there saving the youth and the men out there, making kings in the world, Rob Parker is donating to charities like Magic City to build careers for blossoming young ladies out there. We sometimes want to talk about things that affect our own lives and bring you guys into our family and talk about things that are so important to us. And Chris and Rob have been utterly enamored with my love story lately. So guys, I ask this beautiful question to all of you. And hi, Monsi, you can join in too. We would love to have your opinion here. When did you guys know you were in love, whether it be with your current wife, Rob's mistresses? I mean, when did you know you were in love? We'll start with you, Chris.
For me, I met my wife in college, and it was just that I always wanted to be around her, you know what I mean? And didn't get tired of her, never got bored being around her, was always thinking of her. And so I think that really is what, and I just never got, you know, other girls I would get tired of here and there, or at some point completely, but that never happened with her. And so that's how I knew I was in love.
That's a great question. And as Chris and you, I think, Alex, you know, my ex-wife is the only woman ever that I said I love you to. And to this day, and I'm a 60-year-old man, and I was head over heels in love with her. Like, you can't, any of my friends during that time, they were like, Rob, wow. You know what I mean? I just, it's just truth. And I'm with Chris. It's when you just want to be with somebody and be around them all the time. And that's that's where it is. And you just – you don't want them to leave your side. When you go somewhere or whatever, you think about them, Chris. When I was on my road trips or covering games or whatever, You think about that person, and that's to me is how I felt, and I knew that she was the one. Man. But only the one for 7 years.
I wish y'all, I was about to say, like, I wish y'all were still together, man.
I know, well.
Monty, have you been in love?
Chris, you sound like her, but that's another
Are you in love? How'd you know you were in love?
Yes, I am in love with boyfriend of 12 years now.
Oh, 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother shop talk.
Yeah.
12 years, I mean.
Yeah, but you know, you don't need to fix something that's not broken. But we'll leave it at that.
If you're both happy with what's going on, then you're good.
Exactly. One of the things that I always found true is that when you're in love, all of the love songs make sense. You're like, yeah, I do feel like that. All the love songs make sense. And also, your flower, everyone's flower, it gets very excited every time you see them. If your flower does not get excited, they are not your person. You know what I'm talking about.
I didn't know exactly what you were talking about, but I didn't know. This is a family show.
Flowers blossoming, boys.
It's a flower.
Love the nectar.
I didn't know that. Wow.
The pollen is flowing.
Mine ain't a flower. I mean, the woman's can be a flower. I don't think a brother is trying to call his stuff a flower.
Sure. I just didn't know. I was just trying to, you know.
A tree.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that is amazing.
That's good.
Shoot.
Wow. All right, Alex.
Oh, me? Why? What about me is speaking
Guys,
love?
Alex
what do you mean?
Alex is glowing. Glowing.
Is this your first time
in love, Alex?
No. But this is the first time I'm actually in love, if that makes sense.
So this is a
love, and I mean this to everybody who's listening, so I mean this in the most non-corny way possible. You'll meet somebody in one day in life that'll make you realize what your person is, right? And so if you think you've been in love before, you haven't been. You'll know when you're in love. Somebody will hit you so strong, and will literally challenge every perspective you've ever had on life, that it will make you recalibrate your own perspective of self. And in doing so, they heighten you to a level that is unobtainable even on your own. That's the whole perspective of love that challenges the concept of what you could do for somebody that actually challenges, in retrospect to what Chris knows too, unconditional love, truly loving and accepting somebody for who they are. And if you want to know when I knew, the moment I walked up to her and said, "So what bracelets are those?" And she told me what they were. And she told me one was Tiger's Eye, and the other one was one her mom gave her, which is her birthstone. And
That was your first question?
Because I've always been very insightful about what people wear and tattoos and et cetera. And Chris, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to have no idea, don't care, just there's nothing there, right? She listened to what I said and reciprocated the energy and told me exactly what I was hoping to hear. It was unbelievable. That's when I knew.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
And then
Shay? Shay's a young boy.
I'm 24. I have a really young perspective. I mean, I had a girlfriend for a year and a half. We said I love you. I don't know, to be honest. We'll see. I got a lot to experience.
Shay, you got a long way to go.
Exactly,
you
right?
Way in love at 24 anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be.
You could.
I was married at 26.
See?
Were you that young? Yeah. I was 33. I was mature. I knew what I was doing
doing. And yours didn't work out. Mine did. I was young. I was engaged at 21.
Look at that. He's rubbing
right,
it in my
like,
face. But yours didn't work
one
out.
Hour left.
You're a loser.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.